And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. We're going to talk about some very important things today. So stay tuned. Fasten your seat belts. Today I want to talk about what it means to get saved. Yes, I'm going to talk about what it means to get saved. Have you heard that expression? A lot of people have heard it too in Christian circles. What does that mean? Let's talk about it. Let's begin by saying, well, today I got an email from, live chat from a person came in, and she said, I would like to talk pastor. I said, yes, I'm a pastor. And then she said, how do I get saved? And then my answer was, God's in charge of that. And she said, thank you very much. And then she went away. Well, I wanted to say more, but that was a good start. God is in charge of that. How do you get saved? Well, God is in charge of that. See, he's the one that saves us. He's the one that saves us. Of course, he sent Christ. So it's through Christ that we are saved, but it's the will of the Father. Okay? Now, what does that mean to get saved? See, a lot of people use that term, or they say, I'm saved, or I got saved. But I'm sorry, a lot of times their life hasn't really changed that much. Getting saved is a big deal. It's a big deal. Now, let's talk about it. First of all, you can't save yourself. You cannot save yourself. And you cannot, you can't make it happen. Okay? I know this is a very hard teaching. It's a very painful teaching for some people because they think, you know, just because they went up to the front of the aisle somewhere and said a few words and raised their hands up in the air and got some study materials and started doing a little studying. See, it's kind of a trap. That's what I'm here for, to help people that have been tricked or trapped. For example, some people, long time ago, even some people when they were a little child. Little children, it's not time for them to talk about being saved when they're little children. They don't understand that. It's not time yet. Little children are meant to be little children and to learn and discover of God's great green earth, to leap from bed in the morning and run barefoot over the carpet and discover butterflies and flowers and gyroscopes and marbles and all the old school toys, incidentally, which are better than the new school toys because you actually learn something with the old school toys. But anyway, they learn something of God's great green earth, and they go out and ride their bicycle and play and discover. And it's an endless journey of discovery every day, more and more discoveries. Then they go to sleep and sleep the innocent sleep of babes and wake up the next morning fresh and leap from bed to make more discoveries. Well, that's the way we're supposed to be as human beings. That's what I said on my last program, which was very good, incidentally, if you didn't hear it. I'm always getting new listeners, of course, especially since I'm starting on some new stations. So you can go to the archives. Go to talktoapastor.org. Go to the archives. You can listen to last week's program. It's very good. I said, that's the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to leap from bed in the morning, filled with joy, looking forward to a day of adventure. But most of us, what? We drag ourselves from bed, we're worried about this and worried about that, and fearful of this and fearful of that, and nervous about this and nervous about that, and we go out and we take our pills, and we drag ourselves around from one doctor's appointment to the next, from one drudgery to the next, see, and then we're impatient with our kids and we fight with our partner. We sit around and watch TV and watch videos and text and surf the internet and watch ball games on TV. We waste our time. We don't discover anything. Okay, so something has gone wrong. And what you need to be saved from is what it is that has caused you to go wrong. That's what you need to be saved from, okay?
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 25 years, and I'm still here trying to help people. Okay? Today's topic is how to get saved. Very important topic. And the last, did you hear the little spot that I just played, the little advertisement, if you want to call it that? Did you hear what I said? I said that, you know, we must begin to respond to what we know in our heart instead of external tease. Okay? So we can start living instead of just reacting. Well, see, if you respond to external tease, see, tease can be in church. Look, we all know tease. That's why most of our lives have been, our lives started to get ruined when we were little kids and we were teased. Okay? A lot of us have gone to school and we're subject to tremendous tease. Relentless, horrendous, cruel tease, okay? But then, you can also be teased by a teacher. They use the word challenge. They challenge you to be ambitious, to strive and try and achieve and, see? What is that but tease? Sophisticated tease. Okay? Not sophisticated music or sophisticated clothes, but sophisticated tease. All right? Well, you can go to church. And from the pulpit, and from the other people with their holier-than-thou attitude, see? It's basically tease, challenging you to get saved, challenging you to be perfect, challenging you to do better, teasing and challenging you. Okay, well, if you fall for the tease, hell-inspired tease, see, wolves in sheep's clothing, when you respond to the tease, okay, then you are responding to temptation. It's that simple. As if you could, by saying a few words and studying and walking to the front of the aisle and saying this and saying that, as if you could make it happen. Well, you can't. Okay, you cannot make the salvation happen. So the first thing you need to be saved from, see, okay, so what's the first thing you need to be saved from? The first thing you need to be saved from is learning how not to react to tease and challenge. Okay? Tease and challenge. You have to learn how not to react, but that's your problem. All your life you reacted to it. You resented it. See? Somebody said, hey, I'm better than you, or their attitude was, I'm better than you, I know more than you. See, I've studied, I have degrees, I have a title, so I'm more clever than you. I know more than you. See? So it's a form of tease. Teasing you to do what they say, teasing you to study, teasing you to follow them and see how that's tease. You go to school and it's tease, and the teachers tease, and the coaches tease and challenge. Be more, try more, achieve more. Then you have people running around the outskirts of the football field. The coach says, run more, more, more. And then what happens sometimes? A person falls dead. Their heart stops. See? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. People are teased and challenged to achieve and to study and study and study and get more degrees and more degrees and more degrees. And then what? They're not happy. Something is wrong. Okay? They go to church and they're challenged and teased and teased and teased. Accept Jesus, accept Jesus, accept Jesus. Okay? And finally, they fall for the tease. They fall for the challenge. But they accept the false Jesus, not the real one. Okay? They accept the false Jesus. And then their life doesn't really change for the better. Okay? The first thing you need is to be saved from reacting to tease. It's going to be there. It's going to be in the playground. It's going to be in homes. It's going to be in people's attitudes, the look on their face, their words. See, they're trying to lord it over you with degrees and knowledge and clerical collars and white coats and everything else, trying to make it seem like they're better. They know more than you do, and you don't know anything. See, well, they're right. Maybe you don't know anything, but it's because, see, you've been following them, and they didn't teach you anything. They just gave you pablum. Said, do this and do that, and take this pill, and say these few words, and everything's going to be fine. So you need to learn how not to fall to tease, how not to fall to challenge, and I'm going to help you with that after this important announcement. Send your comments and questions to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Got a suggestion for a program you'd like? Send your suggestion to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking today about salvation, what it is, how to get saved. Okay? So let's begin how to get saved. Let's begin. Well, the first thing that you need to be saved, you need to be saved from the whole, as they would say in English, in England, the whole bloody mess, the whole doggone thing. You need to be saved from all of it. All the challenges, the teases, the false Christianity, the false religion, the letter of the law people. You need to learn how to stand back from temptation, tease, challenge, and not fall for it. Okay? Now, how are you going to do that? Well, you need to learn some very basic things. Okay? And you can start with little things. Start with little things. Okay? And then gradually, as you can learn how not to respond to little, react to little things, then you will learn, then you can eventually handle the bigger things, the bigger teases and the bigger deceptions. If you look carefully, you see the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket. One of my favorite t-shirts. I love bumper stickers and I love t-shirts. Oh, my favorite bumper sticker is God Allows U-Turns. I love that one. God Allows U-Turns. Okay. Oh, I want to finish up with something that I said earlier, and that is, If you have fallen into, you went to some organized group, some organized religion, for example. But it doesn't have to be a religion. I mean, it could be a meditation, or it could be a yoga, or it could be a, I don't know, some self-help organization. I'm lumping in religion, religiosity. If you went to some organized group and they did a number on you, they laid a trip on you, okay, and they made you feel guilty, they made you feel inferior, and so you tried to please them. You thought, well, this is the way. They seem to be so nice, and they seem to be doing well, and what they're saying sounds right. See, they very cleverly bait their hook with scripture and true sayings. See, the scripture is very beautiful, and it is inspired. So I love the scripture, but they misuse it. They use it to hook you, to pull you in. See? Okay? So if that has happened to you, if you got hooked and you got pulled in, and you got involved with some group for weeks, months, years, and your life didn't really improve, something was wrong, well, then maybe you fell away from it. You fell away from it. And you see, and then the other trick is then the false idea, which can be in your mind or from somebody else, that says, well, you're a backslider, and you're doomed now because you rejected religion and you rejected God and blah, blah, blah. See? But that's also a lie. That's more tease. See, the lie is a tease. And half-truths are teases. Okay? So that's also a lie. The truth is you didn't reject God at all. See? The truth is you rejected false religiosity. You rejected a false Christ. See, a false religiosity that's not the real thing. So rejoice, kick up your heels and be glad. Okay? God hasn't rejected you, or God doesn't hate you, or you're not beyond salvation. None of that, okay? All you did was reject something false. Okay? So, see, part of something something deep inside, you just said, that's not right. Something doesn't sit right with me, so you rejected it. So, but the problem is, let's say you have hypocritical parents that lay a trip on you, or dogmatic letter of the law types, or there's a church and it pulls you in, see, whether it's one of these dogmatic type churches, rigid, or whether it's one of these real nice churches where the pastor just wears a open shirt, collar and jeans, and he seems so nice, and have music, and he seems so cool, and everybody is so nice and so cool and so accepting and so wonderful. See, but it's just shallow. It's just surface shallow, false. So if you rejected that, well, okay, now all you have to do is find the real thing. That's all. All you have to do now is find the real thing. Okay? I'll be right back. I love hearing from folks. Got a suggestion for a program, comment, or just a question? Send it to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email, as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about how to get saved or how to be saved or what does it mean to be saved. And I'm just laying the groundwork, okay, just scratching the surface. But what I'm giving you is very good because it's basic. It's like 1 plus 1 equals 2, which you need. Okay, you need to know 1 plus 1 equals 2. So I want to make a very important point, and that is, let's say you rejected, you hated your parents because they were phony, or your father wasn't there for you, or they laid a trip on you and they criticized you, and you know your dad was criticizing you for something when he himself was standing there with the marijuana in his hand, and you know, that sort of thing. So you rejected them, okay? So let's say you rejected them, but then the problem is, then you go out in the world, see? So you leave home, but you're just a kind of a naive young person. You have a good heart, okay? You mean well, but you're full of hate. You're full of anger toward your parents who failed you because they were rotten parents. Sorry. I know this is a hard teaching, but they were rotten parents. So you rejected them, and you hated them. That was your mistake. It's okay to see if your parents are not so good. It's okay to see that. Just don't hate them. Don't resent them. That's the important thing. Don't resent your parents, okay? Even if they weren't so good, don't resent them. If your dad wasn't there for you, then see that he wasn't. Realize that he too was a lost sheep. He was just doing unto you what was done to him. See? So don't hate, don't resent him, okay? Let go of the resentment. That's very important. If your mom was a nag or a tease, or she was seductive or whatever she was, just forgive her, okay? Don't resent her. That's the point. Don't resent her. Don't resent anybody. That's my whole message. Don't resent anybody, okay? Because that also blocks you from salvation. But anyway, let's say you rejected what was not good. Then you go out in the world, but then there's another false good. See, there's some older man that takes an interest in you. And he pretends to be nice. See, and you think he's the opposite of your parents, but then you find out he's another form of evil, another form of wrong, another form of cruelty, another form of false love, see. Well, you go out in the world looking for love, and you find boyfriends, and then you find out they're using and abusing you. They're taking advantage. They don't have real love either, see. So then you we're always going to extremes. So then you reject them. Then you think, well, I'll just get degrees, and make a lot of money, and then just be independent. So that, which is fine, it's fine to be independent, but then you just put everything into education, which also sucks you in. See, the educators and the whole business of education, as if it could save you, but it can't save you. See, and then you try drugs and they can't save you, and then you try medications that they don't save you, and then you try, see, you keep going from one thing to another. You go to the psychiatrist and he can't save you, okay? So finally you realize there's no love, and you can't find salvation out there, not from a religious group or a secular group or anything. People, see, nobody can save you. I can't save you, see? Don't think I can save you. No one can. But when you finally see that you can't find it out there, but you don't resent it, see, but you stop resenting and pining for what the world seems to offer. So you let go of your resentment, and you keep searching for the truth, and you yearn for truth. You have a spirit of yearning. You yearn for the truth. You yearn for something good and something pure, see? Well, that silent cry of the soul, that yearning of the soul, is a cry to God, and He answers, okay? So the first thing He shows you that there is no love out there, and see, other people are all lost sheep, and they're doing unto others what was done to them. So you see all that, but you don't hate them anymore for it, okay? You see that they just don't know. They didn't have the answers. They themselves are lost. They're all compensation, so you don't hate them anymore. And you realize that you made some mistakes. Yeah, you did, but, you know, you couldn't help yourself. So you don't hate yourself either, okay? So now you don't hate anybody. But you have a fundamental realization which God gives you. He gives you this realization, and that is that you haven't really rejected the real thing because you've never found a real thing. Okay? But the real thing is that within you, which is saying, which wordlessly says, you haven't found the real thing yet. That knowing, that inner knowing, that quiet inner knowing, wordless. You just sort of wordlessly know that the answer is not there, and it's not there, and it's not there. And those people don't have the answer, and those people don't have the answer, and there's romance is not the answer, and education, and none of it's the answer. You see all that, and what gives you to see it is God's inner light of truth. And then you can say, oh, I see. It's God's inner light of truth that's showing me. Okay, there is no answer out there. God's inner light of truth is the answer. Okay? Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books, personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. So every new false love that you fall for is another trap. It's another tease, okay? So learn to stand back from it. Get my meditation, would you please? I have a brand new one. It's free. It's called Easy Meditation. It's absolutely free. It helps teach you just how to stand back from teas, raw teas, cruel teas, and sophisticated teas and challenges. And stand back and just observe it without falling for it, without reacting to it, without resenting it, okay? Give it a try, would you please? Go to talktoapastor.org. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talkpastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.